This is the audio reading of the blog post for episode 38 of Shit We Don't Talk About. Today's topic, MS and being immunocompromised in the time of COVID. On episode 38 of Shit We Don't Talk About, Mia has a chat with entrepreneur and podcaster Jillian Leslie. Jillian is here to talk about living with multiple sclerosis and the special challenges it can create in the time of a global pandemic that feels like it just won't go away. Here's the highlights. 75% of all MS cases are among women. It's most likely to surface between the age of 20 and 40. MS is an autoimmune disease in which white blood cells lose their way and begin to attack healthy cells in the brain and nervous system. The first sign of MS is often vision-related. For Jillian, her first MS symptoms were related to balance, dizziness, and vision problems. Initially, Jillian was virtually incapacitated by the sudden onset of her MS problems and symptoms. This has led her into feeling powerless, especially as a mom, and immediately gravitating towards thoughts of being permanently disabled and wheeled around by her husband. Initial treatments was successful in reducing her symptoms, but this left her feeling weakened and vulnerable. The cause of MS is currently unknown. It is widely believed that environmental factors and stress triggers play a role in the emergence of the disease in any particular case. Global MS trends seem to support the idea that vitamin D sufficiency may play a role, as equatorial populations exhibit a far lower incidence of MS than to populations to the north and south, where natural exposure to the sun is lessened. Jillian's MS is currently in remission. However, MS is generally a progressive disease where things can and do get worse over time. Jillian's situation appears to have been improved by the fact that she's always been a healthy person in general. Starting from that point has made a difference. Going forward, she's on an immunosuppressant drug, making sure that she has to prioritize her physical and mental health at all times. Stress management, a good diet, healthy sleep habits, and regular exercise are critical parts of her strategy for maintaining as high a degree of wellness as possible. Curiously, the incidence of cancer among MS patients is low. An overactive immune system, primed to attack everything, seems to keep many potential diseases in check. But that can go too far, as is the case with MS, so drugs are used to turn down that overactive immune system and keep it from doing accidental damage to healthy cells. While this helps slow the progress of MS, it also leaves patients in an immunocompromised state. Having a suppressed immune system is not really where one wants to be during the middle of a global pandemic. The best data on the particular drug that Jillian is using indicates that the drug lessens the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. This left her feeling like the weak link in the chain in her family going through the pandemic. Her situation requires her to take a lot of extra precautions when it comes to socializing and coming into contact with others, especially as COVID numbers rise, according to the Delta variant, and the Delta variant is taking a toll in the U.S. Even for someone in an immunocompromised situation, dealing with the pandemic is a daily learning experience. Sometimes making it up as she goes along and making choices minute by minute, Jillian has to balance her health needs with the physical and mental needs of other members of her family. In the end, dealing with COVID-19 is not just about dying or living. She must be aware and on guard against neurological long-term impacts of the virus. You can go to milotree.com to find out more about Jillian Leslie. That's milotree.com. Thanks for listening.